Hello, my name is Safia. I will read a short story. The title is The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there was an old mother pig who had the three little pigs and not enough food to feed them. So, when they were old enough, she sent them out into the world to seek their fortune. The first little pig is very lazy. He didn't want to work at all, and he pulled his house out of straw. The second little pig worked a little bit harder, but he was somewhat lazy too, and he pulled his house off the stick. Then they sing and dance and play together the rest of the day. The third little pig worked hard all the day, and he pulled his house with great. It was a fairy house complete with a fine fireplace and chimney. It looked like a cold withstand the stronger wind. The next day, a wolf happening to pass by the land when the three little pigs lived, and there was the straw house and smelled the pig inside. He thought that pig would make a made fine meal, and his moan began to water. So he knocked on the door and said, little pig, let me in, let me in." But the little pig saw the wolf pig poke through the keyhole. So he answered back, "No, no, no, nobody here on my chinny chin chin." When the wolf saw his teeth and said that, "I will be have, and I will be pav, and I will blow your house down." So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. The wolf opened his jaw is very wide and bit down as hard as he could. But the first little pig saved and ran away to hide with the second little pig. The wolf continued down the line and he passed by the second house made of the stick. And he saw the house and he smelled the pig inside, and his mother began to the water as to talk about the fine dinner they would make. So he knocked off the door and said, little pig, let me in, let me in." But the little pig saw the wolf point ear talk the keyhole. So they answered back, "No, no, 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 not then here on my our chinny chin chin." So the wolf saw it is tea and say, "There I will be have, and I will be pave, and will blow your house down." So he have and he pave and he blew the house down. The wolf is very greedy and he tried to catch both in the pig at us, but he was too greedy and get neither. His big jaw and clamped down on the nothing but air, and the two little pigs screamed away as fast that little bin half when they carried them. The wolf is chasing them the land and almost catched them, but the maid it to the bread house and slammed the door closed before the wolf could not catch them. The three little pigs there was is very frightened. They know that wolf want to eat them, and they was is very, very true. The wolf had didn't eat all the day, and he had to wake up, lark apparently kissing the pig around, and now he could not smell all the three them inside and knew that the three little pigs would make a lovely face. So the wolf knocked a door and said, little pig, let me in, let me in." But the little pig saw the wolf near eyes stuck the keyhole, so they answered back, "No, no, no, not the here are my chinny chin chin." But the wolf saw the tea and say, "That I will be have, and I will be pave, and I will blow your house down." Way, he have, and he bave, he have, and he have, and he have, and he have, and he have, but he cannot blow the house down. At last, he was so out of breath that he could not have and he could not puff any more. So he stopped to rest and talk a bit. But this was too much. The wolf danced about the ring and swore that he would not calm down the chimney and eat up the little pig for his supper. But while he was climbing on the roof, the little pig made up the blazing fire and put up the pig pot full of the water to boil. Then, just the wolf was coming down the chimney, the little pig pulled off the light, and plop, it filled the wolf into the scalding water. So the little pig put on the cover again, pulled the wolf off, and the three little pigs ate him for supper.